Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And first of all, I want to thank you for all the comments that I'm receiving. Those who are live and on replay, you are online, and as you log in, you give me those comments. I always read them, and I always appreciate them, so you know. Also, make sure that you begin the meditation from a standing up posture. Eyes are closed. And you are listening to your body, listening to the energy as it dances, your senses, as it dances your senses, and you trust it to do so. Sometimes it slow dances them, and sometimes it dances them seemingly out of sync, but there's always an order to the madness. The universe is very, very, very accurate in guiding us. And it's an incredible power to know that you begin understanding of how you're being guided, and you begin the process of co-producing with the universe, cooperating with the universe, not only the inner guidance of the universe, but now it is a free will that expresses in co-producing. You're not going instead, you're not substituting. It's a beautiful dance that we are doing together, and something new is being born when we begin contributing our part. To that inner guidance that we are receiving. We are continuing with our dynamic mindset. And today's dynamic mindset is somewhat different. Somewhat different. It it has the intention to remind us of the absolute uniqueness and individuality of who we are. And we could call it a dynamic uniqueness. I often speak of how different we feel when we are children and how much potential we have to see a world, a different world, and how much power we have over this world when we become aware of our own existence and grow energetically. And how often when we are children and we are presented with life and new opportunities, we often take them in a form of mimicking, in a form of repeating of what others are doing. And internally, we are actually inspired to do so, because that is how we learn, by watching others do and doing it ourselves, and convinced that that is the best way of doing it. We often, therefore, want what others have. As children, we always want what others have. And that is one way in which we are inspired to imitate, to mimic, and then learn from our environment to be able to protect ourselves the way that those around us survive. That's pure survival instinct, to imitate your surrounding, the surrounding that looks healthy and stable. And this is how we are taught. And this is what we are taught to desire. There's a self-regulation mechanism inside, and then there is a self-regulation that inspires us to desire what others have. And if you remember how it happened, or you remember being with children, one way of inspiring them to have and do something is actually to do it yourself. You go down to the floor, they come down to the floor with you. You play with something, they want to play with that too. You eat something and they want to eat it too. They don't know what's good for them or what they really want themselves. They pretty much are convinced that everything that you do, everything that you desire, they should desire too. And this is why children, per se, you must lead by example. There's no other way. If you don't do it, if you don't lead children by example, if you say one thing, you ask of them one thing, and you do another, they won't understand it to be good. But why are you doing it? Okay. Now, it so happened that we grow up, but tend to never want to give away that comfort of knowing that if we can have what the next person has, we will be happy with it. We don't want to give that up. Why should we, right? Well, the beauty is that as we grow up and become aware of ourselves, there comes also with that an opportunity to express our uniqueness and individuality into this world. Now we have established the learning process, the desires that have to do with survival and ability to belong and interact with our immediate environment safely. And now we have an opportunity to add something, not to take away. Not that you need not learn how others dress or how others speak, or how others behave, or how others respect. That is not ending but there's something more that we need to add. And very often we even if we can energetically do it, very often we dismiss our own internal drive because we have not been taught, we have not been used to, and the power, the internal energy is just often not clearly defining enough. That yes, we not only have the right, but have the responsibility to desire something no one else has. And it's not different. And it's not weird. And it's not improper or inappropriate. Like we may have heard others say in the past when we were children and still resonate with that. To be able to do that, of course, two components must happen. One, two components must exist in there together. One, of course, you must have the energy to be able to do that. You must have the energy to allow new possibilities to be inspired from within, also to make those possibilities feel as gain, not loss, and that through neurogenesis, stimulating stem cells in the brain into creating a bigger quote unquote brain, looking at exactly the same life. But at the same time, we need to also be inspired by our external environment, because that's where our highest inspiration is, and very often that is confusing, as the external environment presents the memories of the past of being a child and mimicking the external environment, thinking that that is the only way to survive. Forgetting that we're no longer here to survive, but we are here to grow. And the only way to be healthy and happy as an adult is to continue our growth. It has nothing to do with survival and protection, but everything to do with expression of uniqueness and individuality through higher energy and spiritual freedom. And therefore, today's meditation and mindset that has to do with dynamic uniqueness. As I always say, whether how much you were able to take in this moment of information, it is great. What is more important is the energy that is clearly changing and growing and rising as we begin more and more understanding that difference between the childlike state of mimicking and imitating, thinking that that is the way to grow, and the adult-like recognition that both ways are now necessary. One is to fit into our environment, to be able to respect those who are around us. You need to know their ways, but at the same time, not to give up that opportunity that you were given to express your uniqueness, not only for self, but now for that same environment, for those same people that need it, even if they don't know it, need your uniqueness, dynamic uniqueness. Actually would not accept you without it. And that is the next stage of evolution, and I talk about different courses and different advanced courses that where in the past years being the same as everyone was the way to be accepted by our society, because you were able now to do what others can, and therefore there could be more done. But today, in any job, at any relationship, even with friends or family, it is your uniqueness and individuality that needs to shine. Because we don't need more. More is done by machines, by computers. But we need unique perspective. That will become the quality. Where in the old days, you would have only one writer and one performer and one artist and one painter and one person who had a unique idea that everybody would follow. And in today's world, everybody gets an opportunity to have that unique idea and express it to those who are willing to listen. Everybody has the ability to and needs the tools, allow them to express themselves at the highest level. Customize everything is in. So here we are. Let's take all this we have just described as powerful and embody it inside one simple key. Or embody it with the help of one simple inner key. It has to do with dynamic uniqueness. Here we are. Please repeat the next key with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness. Recognize the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness and fill my head and my neck. Really, as simple as it may be and as simple as it may sound, it is extremely powerful of what I'm doing. as we embody that. The energy of growth. Beautiful. The next energy I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness. And feel my hands, arms, and shoulders. Feel my hands, arms, and shoulders. And just let it happen. Beautiful. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power and the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness. And fill my chest cavity. And fill my chest. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness and fill my upper abdomen. Simple, just recognize the amazing simplicity that we are applying to rewire our brain to accept life in it at the next level. We're doing it consciously. We're consciously retraining our entire system with the most simple and unique way tool of the energy plus the inner keys plus the mind. It's an incredible way of almost a shortcut to power, to our unique, our true power. Yes. Next, inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To note the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness and fill my lower abdomen and fill my lower abdomen. I want to receive a lot of energy, to embrace the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness. And fill my legs and feet. And fill my legs and feet. The final key for this meditation. The final key, allow yourself the highest level of freedom. Give yourself the permission to express that uniqueness for real into this moment, not for some time later, not for anybody to see. But truly take that extra chance on yourself and recognize that once the energy is there, it will be expressed everywhere in your life and will become inevitably that contribution that you would enjoy experiencing and becoming part of you, both for yourself and for others. Here's the final piece. I want to receive a lot of energy. To embrace the beauty of my dynamic uniqueness and fill my entire body. And fill my entire body. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. Head to toe. Top to bottom of my spine. And let it happen. I want to thank you for being here today. The energy is amazing. I think the mindset is important, so important. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, simply embody, internalize, and take it into your day, into your life. Let it inspire you to be the best you can be and help inspire others. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Until next time. Bye-bye.